you remember?
I'm tired. I don't want to get up.
The 21st night of September.
Do you want something to eat?
Love was
yes,
changing the minds of pretenders.
I need to hydrate.
Why chasing the clouds away?
Maybe they repeat words sometimes.
Our hearts were ringing.
Noodles were everywhere.
In the key that our souls were
singing. The hot pockets were very expensive in Philippines. And they're not,
as we danced in the night, remember how the stars stole the night away.
This is the new year, the new term. We're going to hit the ground running for all of you listening. Hopefully podcasting at least once or twice a week. You can find it through our Tumblr. We'll send it out there. We'll send all that shit out there.
We're redesigning, I think, revamping, we're getting, I think we've moved a lot into a more creative type way of looking at things and when we really started doing it. So you're going to see a lot of new stuff. Come on. A lot of new type, a lot of new experiments. Maybe we'll throw out some, not just the podcast. It'll branch out from that.
I don't know. This is always just going to be fun for us. I think I just want to do it.
Yeah.
I really want to do it.
We're not getting paid.
No, not at all.
It's a waste of our time, if anything. But it's fun.
It's fucking fun. I really enjoy podcasting. So. Yeah. If we can do it once a week, if you can listen and just, hit the like button or whatever, that's fucking, whatever, if you don't listen, it's cool,
Tell us you don't listen.
Right.
Just a comment is good.
But yeah, a lot of big things are coming up. We're going to do this for at least, I want to do it for at least a year and see where it goes.
To see how many listeners we can get.
Let's do that. Let's make that our goal. How many listeners can we get in a year?
Yeah.
And if we hit a goal, we'll do something stupid.
Yeah, something real stupid.
We'll invite you out to have a beer.
We'll have a contest or something.
Anyways.
Well, I'm JP Rivera.
Yeah, and I'm Jonathan Gonzalez.
That's how you'll be knowing us from now on. And there's a lot of side projects that we both work on. We're both really active on the internet.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you'll see us there, but... As we talked about in our last episode, John was leaving to the Philippines, and he left and returned safely, him and his girlfriend Sam. And while they were over there, I was getting pictures sent to me, I was getting notifications, he was messaging me. Most of the time it was when I was asleep, because you were on a completely different time schedule.
Yeah, like 13 hours ahead, 13, 14 hours.
I picked him up. I picked you up at the airport, and on the way back, I wanted to grill you with questions, but
I
didn't, because I was like, okay, I'll save it for the podcast. But it was so hard to hold back.
And I was on this high, dude. When I got there, I was on this high, like sleep deprivation, kind of like I just want to just get everything out. I just want to tell you my entire trip in that whole 20-30 minutes from home.
Yeah. And I could tell you were jet lagged. Are you still jet lagged?
Kinda. Today's the second day. I've been waking up super early, 5:30 in the morning, and around 4 or 5 in the afternoon, I'm just jittery.
Yeah.
My mind's awake, my body's tired.
You got back how many days ago?
2 days ago.
2 days ago. So you're still kind of...
Yeah, it's been better. We've been napping around 5 for an hour. The hardest part is after your nap to get up. Usually after a nap, you're oh, okay, whatever. No, I'm tired. I don't want to get up.
And you and Sam are, on a schedule.
Yeah, definitely.
You are the most scheduled people I know. So for you all to get off that schedule is kind of... It must be kind of especially for her, because she's very punctual, very, and to come back... being thrown off and she has to go to work. And her job requires her for a set schedule. It's not I go to work, I get out. It's just, you bring stresses from the hospital, stuff like that. It's kind of weird. But how did it start out? You got there, you landed.
So you took us to the airport.
I dropped you
off. The flight wasn't that bad. I was kind of iffy about the 16-hour flight.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
It's 14 hours from here to Japan. Then we had a 2-hour layover. And so when we got to Japan, it was 3 in the afternoon. But in my head, it was 4 in the morning. I was why am I awake? Like, my body was like, what? I was going crazy because I stayed up the whole flight because I watched three movies. All the movies were new releases. I haven't watched any movies, so I was like, oh, you know. Sam slept the whole way, the whole time when she was asleep. And so I would read, try to do some writing, take pictures, play around with my cameras and stuff. Japan was a trip.
Yeah.
It was fun. I saw, like, weird toilets and tried to talk to people and looked at different currency. It was cool. It was definitely an experience there. And then when we flew from Japan to Manila, we got to Manila around 10 p.m. their time. So
the capital?
Manila's the capital of the Philippines, yeah. The whole country. It's crazy. I really enjoyed Manila.
Was it like Mexico, like you thought?
Yeah, it's definitely not a first world country.
Right.
It's...
I mean, but it's not third world.
It's... I mean, I don't know it's what close. You... I don't even know what it is. It's definitely not a first world country, as I can say that. There's a lot of people. It was a big city. It was probably the biggest city I've ever been in. In my life. And I've only been to, you know, only the Texas cities, but definitely the biggest city I've ever been to.
I can't imagine it being that big. Like, in my head, I can't.
It's not even, like, huge buildings. It's just so many people.
Yeah.
And Sam and Keegan don't like it. They hate the traffic. I didn't mind the traffic because, for one, I wasn't driving. For the first time, I wasn't driving, yeah. So I was like, this is perfect. I'm fine. I'm on vacation. There's no rush. I don't have to go to work. It's, you know, I'm just here to... Everything was new. You know, if I was in traffic, I saw so many different things. People on top of buses.
The cars were weird.
Kids were just running around, like, in their underwear. It was raining all the time. People were speaking a different language. It was these billboards. This one thing I've noticed when I traveled was that billboards are fucking huge. You think billboards are big here in Texas? No, they are fucking huge.
Are they high up or, like, lower to the ground?
In Bangkok, when we got to Bangkok Airport, yeah. There's this billboard. I swear to you, it's like... If you put six billboards together, that's how long it is. And that's just one billboard. It's like this huge Samsung ad.
Yeah.
And at the corner, it just says Samsung. Like, it's... You drive and you just see... It's like, that's a fucking huge billboard. Like, I could see that.
I wonder, like, fucking, why that is.
I don't know. And then there's a lot of models and stuff that aren't Asian. There are a lot of, like, Caucasian models. Or, like, models that are kind of Asian, but they're not... They're, like, half Asian. You know, like, I went to the Philippines, I didn't see, like, a Filipino where I was like, oh, that looks Filipino.
Yeah, like you would think you go to Japan, you see billboards with Japanese models, or...
Japan, I saw more Japanese people, but in, like, the Philippines...
Oh, you were in Japan for a
little bit. Yeah, the Philippines, Thailand, people didn't look like the people I saw in the country. They were superstars. They were very light-skinned, they're very American-looking, wearing, like, American clothes.
So, it's the culture that's kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, there was...
They look towards America.
Yeah, they're driving towards something they're not. Yeah. And it's very prominent in those countries. I guess because they were poorer countries.
Right.
Like, Japan's a very developed, very cutting-edge, like, we're our own country, we are not America.
Right.
So, it was more, you know... There was more Japanese stuff, more Japanese style. Right. You know, they've been here longer, older country. But when I went to the Philippines, it was like... I don't know... I don't know if you ever watched the Philippine channel anywhere. The whole, for me, the whole channel is just like American Idol. That's what they show all the time. It's like, yeah, all these, like, contests and dancing, but the level of entertainment is not American standard.
Oh yeah,
entertainment. It's just, I don't know. It's different. I can't knock it because I don't know. I'm not an entertainer, but they definitely push for American standards and styles. Right. Yeah. That was one thing I saw that was a trip.
That's interesting. How long were you... Okay, you went to Manila. How long were you in Manila?
I was in Manila for two days. So we got there at 10, went out, of course. Didn't matter if we're tired. That was the whole thing in my head. Like, if I'm tired, so what?
Yeah, just suffer.
Just go, yeah. You're going to sleep somewhere. You're gonna be tired this whole trip. Yeah. Just go. We went out with
one
the cousins.
One thing I'm wondering is you stayed with Sam's family,
mm-hmm.
Right? Wow, what's the... I mean, because Sam is one of the most hospitable people. Is that the right word?
Hospitable, yeah. I would think so.
I mean,
hospitable.
You come... When I come over here, do you want something to eat? You want something
yeah.
to drink? You know, it's like, it's always...
Yeah.
I want to make you feel comfortable. So I imagine...
Yeah.
Her family to be like...
Yeah,
that.
Times 10.
So you go there,
so,
and
yeah.
Are they just showering you with, like, food? And
yeah, so her aunt... This is her mom's oldest brother. We're in
mm-hmm.
Manila. Lives there. And his wife comes from an island. I don't remember the island. But it is said that they have the best cooks in the Philippines. Mm. And oh my god. Like, we woke up pretty early, like, you know, 6:30, 7, and food was already on the table. Like, it wasn't being made. It was already on the table.
All she was, table set.
Yeah, thing. Like, we were there. Like, I was walking down, and they're like, oh, good morning. Like, hey, we're just, she's just making, like, another side. There's, like, three sides, two main dishes, like, rice, and, you know. So we get there. I get there in the morning. Afterward, this is after a night drinking. And only got drunk, like, two or three times this whole trip. But just because I was like, I need to hydrate. I'm doing something tomorrow. Yeah, I can't be hungover when I'm driving 8 hours to another place, you know. Yeah. But yeah, the food, like, we get there. I think the first breakfast was squid, fish, shrimp, and one of my favorite Filipino dishes is caldereta. And it's like a Mexican dish.
It sounds...
It's good. It's good. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like a beef stew, but it's spicy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no,
so
it's
seafood for breakfast?
Yeah, with fried rice, water, coffee.
Wow.
They gave me coffee everywhere because for some reason everyone knew I like coffee, so.
Yeah.
Or I went there like, oh, we don't drink coffee, but we made you coffee.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, oh,
they're just ready for you. That's interesting.
And they made caldereta because they know, sometimes mom told them that's my favorite dish. So yeah. When I got to Manila, that's the first thing I ate.
It's so very hospitable. Just nice. Yeah. I hope I'm using the right word.
Yeah, hospitable. That night we got in there, we had dinner. And it was, we had caldereta, some other, I don't remember what other dishes. But we got there and Sam's oldest cousin, he's just my age, with my same birthday.
Mm-hmm. And
His girlfriend has the same birthday.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So, and they have a bottle crown. And as soon as I get there, her uncle... Like, hey, like, nice to meet you, whatever. And we had seen through Skype, but I sat down and he just opens a beer and just puts it on there. No one else is drinking.
What kind of beer?
They have a beer called San Miguel, but they gave me San Miguel Light. It kind of tastes like Corona. It wasn't bad.
A little skunky taste?
No, it was just, I don't know, like, Corona, I think of like an island. That's what it tasted like. Yeah. It tasted like a beach, like the beach.
Maybe, I just don't.
I don't like Corona anymore.
Corona's probably the only beer that I have a problem drinking. And my dad drinks it all the time.
That was my first beer I ever started drinking.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
I'm done with it, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'll drink it.
But it was different. It wasn't bad. It was great. It was like light beer. Mm-hmm. I was the only one drinking by myself. They're just like, here's your beer, because I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll have it later. And I was thinking they're gonna come and drink with me, but then like he just opened it up and just had me sit down, and they were just like talking to me and how was your trip and all that. And it was kind of rainy, but yeah, we ate. And then her uncle and her aunt just went upstairs to go to sleep, and then we went out with the cousins.
So where's the first place you went out?
We went to some bar. We went to go to look for a bar that had beer pong, and we went to a place called Transit, but they were full, so we went to another place called En Route.
Are these all in walking distance, or were you driving?
No, we drove. Her cousin drove.
Okay,
and so let me say one thing about Manila and driving in the Philippines. Usually the cars are standard. There's no like emissions tests, so some of the cars just like, I don't know, it's just horrible. There's like four, it's like a four lane kind of like highway, you know. Okay. It's like a big city, but there aren't four lanes, there's like five or six lanes.
Wow.
People are like in between lines, there's no turn signals.
Are the lines kind of faded?
No, the lines are good. Everyone, you can clearly see the lines, but no one follows the rules there. If there's a red light and no one's going, you go. Like, you inch up, and if you're ballsy enough, just go, and it's fine. Yeah, the interesting thing about their driving etiquette is that they use their horn a lot, but they don't use it the way Americans use their horn.
And they're not rude about it. It's not a rude.
No, in America, use your horn to like get the fuck away or go it. They use their horn as of, hey, I'm coming.
A warning.
Yeah, like if they're going to cross an intersection, they start honking their horn just in case someone's going to cross too.
Right.
You know, or if they're pulling up next to somebody and they're going pretty fast, or they honk a few feet ahead saying, oh, there's someone next to you.
Right.
So it's more of a like awareness thing instead of a rude thing.
I wish we did that more. That's a very good way to use the horn. Now, I just think of someone honks their horn at me, I just look back and I'm like, man.
Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
And I felt like that for like 2-3 days. Like, man, it's just fucking rude. No, but I got used to it. The bus drivers though, man. So the bus drivers have the same etiquette as people in regular cars.
Right.
And when we're driving around some islands, it's only two-lane highways. Kind of a highway. It's not even a highway. It's just two lanes, right? And so there's people on tricycles. There's people on bikes. And they don't slow down for them. They go and they pass them.
Right.
And if there's someone coming this way, too bad. You're a bus. They're going to go through. Yeah. I'm honking saying, hey, I'm doing this already. There's no...
Get out of my way.
There's no, like, yeah, get out of my way. And it's crazy because I've never felt, like, so shaken on a bus because it's just... They don't care. It's just, like... I don't know. It's an experience. It's like
did
a roller coaster.
Was there accidents?
Saw one accident, but the guy wasn't there. They had already picked him up from to the hospital. We saw an accident when we went to the island of Sikihor.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back from there, we saw a guy like getting picked up by an ambulance on an ambulance boat to go back to the main island. But I don't know. I think he got hit by a car or something. I'm not sure.
No, so is it like a pedestrian type? It wasn't a car and car
accident? I don't know. I think he was on a bike, but he was on a boat. But
so the bars.
The bar, okay, so we went to a bar called En Route. They had beer pong.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the thing they wanted us to show. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And I was kind of tired. I was never really in the mood to drink until we met up with Keegan and them. That was more of a, yeah, it's party. But it was just me, Sam, and her cousin. So we were just there having a chill night. Both their cousins have significant others. It was a girl cousin and a guy cousin. One's name... They both have really, really intense Russian names because their father loves Russia.
Really?
So
that's interesting.
Her oldest cousin, the one that's my age, is he goes by, I think it's Mikhail. Mikhail.
Yeah.
And so they
Michael.
No, he goes by
M-I-K.
It's like Mikhail. Yeah, Mikhail. Like H A I L.
I've heard that.
Mikhail. Mm-hmm. And he goes by Mick. I just call him Mick.
Mikmik sounds more Asian.
Yeah. The Philippines, they repeat words sometimes on names.
I hear Sam saying, when she's talking to her mom, I hear her repeating things.
Like one certain... And they're usually names.
And they use na.
Mm-hmm.
As like a... Okay?
Yeah. They'll be like... I've gotten actually pretty good at some phrases and stuff, but they'll be like... And I use it too. Subconsciously, when I'm talking to them, I'll be like, "Oh, we're gonna go to the beach now," or whatever.
Yeah, and you know what? I kind of compared it to when I would hear it, because I would hear Sam saying it, and I was like, "Is that a word?" But she's, I was like, "I don't know what that is," and I looked it up, and it's like an okay or a confirmation, and I think like in Hawaii how they speak over there, like they use na too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I said, Dog the Bounty Hunter is where I hear it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And we, like, in Spanish, people use it too.
Right? Nice, nah?
Yeah. Like, Mexican people use it too. Like, they'll be like, you want to go to, what is it?
Or nah.
Not nah, they'll be like,
or what?
They'll say like, no, like, I don't know, like, he's in the sentence. Well, like,
I feel like Hispanics, we always take everything in a negative way. Everything's asked in a negative way. Like George Lopez said,
mm-hmm.
You ask everything in a very negative way. You don't ask somebody, where's the bathroom? You ask him, you don't have a bathroom here? You know what I mean? And I get it all the time. I work in retail. Like, you don't have this shoe in this size?
Yeah.
Or you don't have a dressing room?
Yeah.
It's never do you.
Yeah.
It's you don't. You're already thinking you don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that now is...
That was one of the things I learned, too. So, the bar.
The bars, I'm imagining small, very...
No. They're just, like, regular bars.
How's the decoration?
In Manila, they had some really nice decor, man. It was something you could put... I would go to here in Dallas.
Yeah.
They were nice. They were... The only thing that was different is that everyone was Filipino. I was the only, like, non-Filipino person. I've never been in a...
But could you distinguish the difference? If we were to take one of those bars and put
into... No, not at all.
You wouldn't be able to tell
the difference. Lot of their stuff was... It's very influenced by America, so...
Yeah.
When we came back to Manila, the last day of Manila, we went to some bar. I forgot what it was called. Oh, there was that transit bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like kind of like this, very industrial looking. There was a brick wall, wooden tables, a nice bar. The only thing that was different is the toilets. Like the
How are the toilets in the Philippines?
They're not clean. They're not as clean as...
But they are toilets.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some toilets here in America. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go. Even at a... You know, it's like a regular bar toilet.
Yeah.
The only thing that's different in the islands is the water pressure is different because there's so many people, and
not a lot of water pressure.
Yeah, like when you flush the toilet, you can't throw toilet paper down there. You can't really throw a huge
wash
juice.
Wash your hands in like a slow stream.
Yeah, it's not. It's they don't waste
there's not a lot of waste in Asia.
Okay, yeah.
And it was cool for, but then after a while, I was like, fuck this.
I'm American.
Yeah, like I used to think my water pressure in the shower was horrible. And yeah. I came back and I was like, holy shit, this is a fire hydrant. Like,
yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts, yeah. And that's probably the only thing that's different. Napkins. I'm a napkin fiend. I don't know if you've ever seen me eat or anything. I will eat, go through a roll of napkins right. in one sitting.
Like if you eat like hot wings,
anything. Yeah. If I eat anything, like I'll get one, I'll dab my fingers, throw it away. Cause yeah. that's it. Yeah. You know, that's the, I'm done with that one.
Yeah, I'm the complete opposite. I use it. I'll fold it. I'll keep going.
I never. It's just in me.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I tried, but they don't use napkins. They don't use like thick. They use tissue paper. Use straight up Kleenex, dude. Is there? They have a Kleenex box.
I couldn't do that.
I was like, yeah. Did you get it? And it'd be like, it tear. And it was like, what the fuck is this shit? It's not a napkin. Like, I would ask, can I get some napkins? They just give me tissue paper. I was like, this is in the toilets, in everywhere you went, especially in Thailand.
It's all tissue paper.
Blew my mind.
Is this? It's too soft. Like it.
Yeah, it's straight up. You can blow your nose tissue paper.
How can you eat anything sticky?
I don't know, and they, it's just normal for them.
I have to call Thailand.
Right? It was just normal. I was like, I was like, holy shit, this is a culture shock. I was like, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I got here, and everywhere I went, I was like, oh my god, everything's so thick. So, and then I did realize that, man, America's super wasteful. Everything is overindulgence and waste and. You know, to the max, like, I ordered, like, a large drink, and I'd get, like, a fucking extra small at, like, a Starbucks. I was like, extra small? I was like, what? Where's my fucking... We went to go eat at some popular pizza place in the Philippines called...
Popular pizza in the Philippines?
Yeah, yeah. They have different... Here we have Mexican, Thai, you know. Yeah. They have their different That's food great. Over there. It was Greenwich, I think. It was called Greenwich Pizza. And there was a super extra large... Feeds four, you know?
Oh, really?
And I was like, okay, like, you know, I'm down. And it was like a fucking, not even a 12-inch, like, pizza. That
when I think super extra large, I'm thinking this thing's going to feed, like, eight.
Yeah, and I said, you know, I feed four, and, you know. But another thing that I did is that I'd always order more than one main dish because they're all proportioned to, like...
Yeah, what Asian... Proportions are very smaller, no,
they,
right?
Anywhere in the world, they're that size, but America. So, and like, if food was really cheap, like, I would order, like, me and Kiyu would order, like, three main dishes, four sides.
You're feasting.
Yeah, and, you know, I would be like, yeah, I'm the American, it's going to order a shitload of food, but I ate it all, because it was just, like, a normal meal to me.
Right.
They were all, like, size portion, and... The only time where I was like, holy shit, it's too much food, it was when I was in some restaurant in Thailand, and they just gave a lot of food. I was like, holy shit, that's a lot of food.
What type of stuff do you eat? I mean, was there anything out of the ordinary? I mean, you're a pretty exotic eater anyway, but...
Yeah, well, let's go back to the bar. So the bar, right, it's 2, 4, 6, 8 of us, right? It's me, Sam, and her two cousins with their boyfriend and girlfriend, right? And so we went there, and we're like, what are you going to drink or whatever? And I was like, all right. So we ended up getting like buckets of beer. Mm-hmm. And that time we got a light. And so we ended up getting, you know, kind of tipsy, played beer pong a couple times. I was going to get you a pack of cigarettes, but I was like, no, you're not smoking anymore.
Yeah.
And I mean, remind me to tell you about Bangkok and their cigarettes. Okay. And so I was like, all right. And then Sam's like, oh, what's the bill? And I took the bill and I was like, oh, okay. And I look at the bill and I was like, holy shit. It equated to US dollars. It was for the whole night, excluding the beer pong. Because
how long was the night?
It was like from like...
Typical night
from like 11 till like 2 in the morning.
Bars close at 2 in the morning?
No, bars don't close.
Okay.
Bars close when there's no people. Yeah, when there's no people there. They'll close.
They're all like independently owned types of...
It's just the... That's how, it's the bar, that's right, how they roll in Manila.
Well, it's like Mexico, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Mexico, but but yeah, like one of the boyfriends paid for the beer pong, which is okay, whatever. But I was like, oh, I'll get the rest, and it was for everyone to get drunk with her, $15.
Wow, dude.
$15.
$15 is one round here.
Yeah, $15 is like a drink. You can get a drink for $15 here.
Yeah, but, Uptown, you'll get a good mixed drink for about 15.
$15 for, and that was like, I had like five beers, a pack of smokes that one of the people bought, but I bought it, whatever.
Yeah.
It was, and everyone had a great time.
What was the cigarette difference there?
Not in the middle, it wasn't different. When I went to Bangkok, they have the it's super anti-smoking. It's super anti-smoking in the Philippines too, but they have, their packets of cigarettes are, they come in 10s. Mm-hmm. They don't come in 20s.
Wow.
And they're thinner. But the smoking packages in Thailand all have,
to hear this.
They all have like,
they have printed,
actually have pictures.
Oh,
They have people with cancer, people with fucked up teeth, people
printed
with like
on there.
Printed on, like dead bodies on there basically. And I was gonna buy you a pack, but Sam was like, no, that's just gonna promote JP to smoke more. And I was like, oh,
give JP something fucked up and he'll smoke it.
Yeah. Oh, look, this is the size of the 10 pack of cigarettes.
Dude, I'd actually want to frame one of those.
That's the size of the cigarettes.
Oh wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, it is kind of cute, actually.
But, man, why am I not signing in? But, yeah, I was like, oh, man, that's disgusting. But it didn't make me not want to smoke cigarettes.
Right. I don't think it would make me want to stop either.
So that was Manila. And then we were there 2 days. We went out that next morning to go check out, like, museums and... they're historical landmarks of Intramuros, mm-hmm. which means inside the walls. We talked about the whole Spanish conquering, and we did a whole tour, and they talked to us, and it was cool. But our tour guide, we rode in a little like donkey in a cart.
Mm-hmm.
The tour guide had the nastiest breath ever. and he was talking right to me, and I was like, you know, filming shit, and you know, trying to get a good angle, and you know, try to get the horse or the donkey with us in the cart, but. It was fun, and then that was my first like experience of the rainy season. When we halfway through the tour, it just started raining. Like, you know, okay, it's raining. Then it started raining where I couldn't see shit like 5 feet in front of me,
right.
And I was in this cart like, oh shit, we're gonna get wet. Ended up not getting super soaked, but driving back, it was flooding, and we had to like get out of there. The kids were swimming, and you know, it flooded like in 2 seconds. Everything was flooded.
Foreshadowing to
what happened at the end of the trip.
A lot of what happened.
And it wasn't bad. I give props to Mick because man, that guy can drive. Man, we were like in this intersection. There was people because I tell you, there's no one follows the rules, so it's like everyone's in the middle.
Yeah.
There's a car, our guy that were behind. People coming this way, like right next to you, like 2 feet away. People coming this way, 2 feet away, mm-hmm. and he's like, "We're not going anywhere. I'm getting out of here." I was like, there's no fucking way you're going
to take different routes.
And he's driving standard, so he just go, and he like moves, and cars move for him. And I was like, how the fuck? And he just took off.
So how long does it take to get, you flew to Thailand?
Yeah, we flew to Thailand.
How long was that flight?
4 hours, 3 hours, not too bad.
I didn't know it was that far.
We flew out that night. No, it wasn't very far at all.
And difference from Thailand and Philippines?
It's a lot more Asia. It's a lot, there's
was it scary at all?
A bit, because no one spoke English in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
No one spoke a lick of English. No one cared to speak English, and no one was kind of hospitable to be like, oh, we'll help you. It was just kind of like, no, I don't. They're speaking Thai, and I'm like, I don't fucking know what you're saying.
Right.
And
what'd you do in Thailand?
A lot. Thailand was a little bit more expensive. I spent more money in Bangkok than I did the whole trip. So
I mean, you rode an elephant.
Yeah, that was later on. That was we were going to a place called Khon Kien where her aunt lives. So we went to Bangkok. We spent 2 days in Bangkok, and when we got there, we met their cousin, and his fiance, and that same night we drove from the airport to his mom's house that's in Bangkok. And again, there was food on the table. The maid had made food for us. And we just dropped our stuff off.
There's a maid?
There's maids everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere.
It's just a normal thing?
It's a normal thing, yeah. They're not affluent, but they have enough to get a maid.
Yeah.
The only one that had a lot of maids was a friend of ours. She had 5 maids.
Wow. And this was in...
This was in the Philippines. This was in Cebu. Okay. I was like, wow, that was cool.
5 minutes. How big was the place?
The place wasn't that big, but her mom was like she had a PhD, and she was a dean of a college. So, you know, she was wealthy.
So she had five maids.
So she had five maids, yeah. She was really cool.
I had five maids.
And, and she was half Chinese, so she had, like, her father had, like, a lot of land, too, like...
Half Philippine, half Chinese?
Yeah.
Was she attractive?
Yeah.
That seems like a great combination.
She's I'll show her a picture of her. Cool. I'm not going to say any names, but if you went to the trip, you know who I'm talking about. And I dig her. She's cool.
Cool.
She's one of my favorites. But, so, we get to Bangkok, eat, and as soon as we get there, her cousin's like, hey, you want a drink? I was like, okay. Bust out. And you can drink it, Aaron. Bust out, like, these two bottles. Okay, we have this rum, we have this. What do you want? And I was like, all right, I'll have that. And he's a big guy. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, you know, 5'11", you know, pushing maybe like 230, 240. Mm-hmm. And his fiance is just pouring him drinks. Like, he's just downing it.
So he can hold more liquor than you can.
Definitely more like it. And he drank this, like, really dry rum. I didn't dig it, but I drank some other thing. We had food, and it was cool. The next morning, there was a lot more touristy things in Bangkok. It wasn't more like, oh, let's go just wander, because... For one, we didn't speak Thai, and we didn't know where to go, and we had to take cabs everywhere. So in Manila, Sam spoke the language, and their cousins drove, and it was like, hey, let's go all hang out. In Bangkok, it was more like, I'm going to show you, like, the touristy things, and, you know.
Right.
One thing about Bangkok, though, the food, fucking amazing.
Street food?
Everything. Every kind of food.
So you didn't have a bad dish there?
No, man, it was great.
What kind of stuff was it? I mean, I'm thinking street food in Bangkok, like, you're eating scorpions and stuff.
No, I didn't eat, because there was scorpions, and there was all these exotic things, but, you know, and you're like, fuck yeah, when you're like, I'm going to go to, you know, I'm going to eat all this shit, whatever.
When you're there.
When I got there, I was like, nah, I'm not eating that right now. Yeah. I am not down to eat a scorpion right now what I feel right now. Even if I got drunk, I was like, nah, I'm not down.
Yeah, see, I mean, I feel like I would, but...
You won't.
I mean, you're there, you're tired, you have a lot to do, it's just eating a scorpion probably isn't in your best interest at that time.
Yeah. It was, so we went to the mall and stuff there, and that night we went to, the next night, we went to a place called Khao San Road, and Khao San Road was really cool. I really enjoyed that. It was, it's a strip, and it's just a bunch of, like, restaurants and bars and vendors outside selling food and clothing and stuff. And
is it a closed off street, like, at night?
Not really closed off, but no one drives through. I mean, people drive through in motorcycles and stuff, but it's not closed off.
Mm-hmm. Is there same amount of traffic as in the
Philippines? No, it was a lot less, I think. Manila was very congested. Mm-hmm. It was different. People drive on the opposite side of the road in Thailand.
Weird.
That was a trip. My head hurt when I was in the passenger side.
Really?
My head hurt, yeah, because I was in the driver's side in America.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just my head hurt because I was sitting there and I felt like we're turning wrong and, like, my head was trying to process.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
I've never been in a car that...
Mm-hmm. They're in Japan, they're both on the opposite side.
That's weird.
And it's weird turning, it's a trip because you're like, holy shit, we're going to hit that car. But you don't hit the car. But Khao San Road was really cool. It's a strip. A lot of foreigners. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of European people. Families, which is surprising. We went, like, really late at night, those families. And so a big thing in Thailand is that for drinking, one person buys a huge, like, bucket. It's literally a bucket. Mm-hmm. And they just pour, like, all this liquor and maybe, like, a Coke. So it's just, like, all this mixture.
It's already mixed in there?
Yeah, it's just a bucket of ice and liquor and, like, Coke. It's a huge, like, mixed drink. And there's, like, five straws. So one person's carrying it and they're, like, drinking and they just, like, give it to people and the other.
That's weird.
So we got two buckets, mm-hmm. you know, for all of us. And the people I was with, they finished their bucket. And I was with the host, and they weren't drinking as much, so I had to down the whole thing. And we had hookah with these two buckets, some live music, which we really dig.
You had hookah in Thailand.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
It was fun. It was nice.
Was it any? I mean, because you've had hookah here in the States.
No, it was good.
Was it the same? Was it like?
Yeah, it was. I didn't really see a difference. I mean, I was enjoying it.
I think, like, the tobacco there may be kind of, like, more potent.
I didn't really get to do a lot of the risky things.
Right.
Because I was with family, and I was, you know, I had never been there. I don't know, you know. I wasn't, like, if it was a different atmosphere, if it was just, like, me and the boys, or,
yeah,
you know,
get into some trouble.
Let's go. Yeah, we get into some stupid shit. But even though it was my first time and it was kind of like, I want to check this out, I want to do this right. So it was fun. Got a nice little buzz going on. Walked around a little bit. Went to a Scottish bar because we're trying to find Wi-Fi everywhere to upload pictures or just to communicate with family kind of thing. And you never realize how often you look at your phone because you don't have any internet access or anything. You're just like, oh shit, like I need to get away from this.
Did you have to turn off your carrier?
Yeah, I turned off my my roaming data and I just had voice, so they can call me if I activated my mobile stuff. I can use calls, but no data, because if you have your data on and then you turn your phone, your mobile on, your mobile network on, if you have like updates and stuff starts downloading and they start charging you for all that.
Because you're using data.
Yeah. Instead of, I just wanted to use voice. If I needed it, I'll turn it on, make a phone call or something. Mm. If need be. But never had to use it. Was more Wi-Fi. Used some apps to text people and stuff. Skype was a thing. It was fun.
How long were you in Thailand?
6 days.
6 days in Thailand.
Yeah.
And then what happened after Thailand?
Well, in Bangkok, we were there 2 days, and then we drove to, 6 hours to the city of Khon Kaen. Mm-hmm. Wait, in Bangkok, we went to the Grand Palace. We saw...
What's the Grand Palace?
The Grand Palace is like the temple where the king used to reside.
Really?
Yeah. Thailand has king and queen.
Do they?
Yeah, and you can't speak bad of them because you go to jail. Wow. Even if you're a foreigner.
Wow.
Yeah, and this guy's face is everywhere, and this chick's face... And I was like... The pictures look weird, like... They're very like traditional pictures. They're not like a billboard. It's just like, I don't know, the coloring and things are different. Like there was a lot of pink everywhere, a lot of purple, a lot of like glittery stuff everywhere. It was really like, I don't know, it's different. Thailand was different.
Had its own vibe.
Yeah, it had its own vibe. Definitely, like you're like, oh, that's really like weird, but it's everywhere.
I guess that's why if you were some type of artist, musician, anything, you go somewhere else and you just get a whole different like sort of inspiration.
Yeah. It was kind of like everyone was in on it. Like, yeah, we all dig that. Yeah. And it's like, I didn't know. It was cool. I really enjoyed it. A lot of the architecture was very smooth, round. A lot of the stuff had points to the sky because it represents like trying to hit enlightenment.
Right.
And there was a lot of demons and a lot of like weird animals and dragons. And it was really cool.
Foo dogs?
Yeah, there was a lot of like... Yeah, it was cool, man.
A lot of Buddhist stuff?
There was Buddhist statues everywhere. Oh. Everywhere you went, there was a Buddhist statue. Like, that's their religion.
Yeah.
To say thank you or whatever, you put your hands together, put it to your forehead, or put it to your mouth. And you would say, I don't know, I'm going to murder this. Kapon Krap for a male.
Which means?
Thank you.
Okay.
And Krap is the male. And if you were a woman, if you're a woman, you would say kaprun ka.
If you're a woman, you say that to somebody.
The ending is different.
If you're saying it to a woman, or
no, if you're a woman,
just say it different.
You're feminine,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way a woman would say it to whomever they're.
Yeah,
speaking.
So I really liked it because I really dig the whole like.
Yeah.
But everywhere when it was like, you know, kaprun krap, you know, and just kind of like that.
I wish we did stuff like that.
It was really cool.
Well, like, what do we do? Like.
Oh, thank you. You
like high five, like.
Yeah, shank or you know. Some people don't even say thank you here.
Yeah,
but everywhere I went, it was, you know, kaprun krap, you know, and like Sam would laugh at me and stuff because I was really like, hey, we're in Rome, you know, why can't I? Everywhere I went, like all the locals and stuff would laugh at me because I was always like, you know, trying to be like, oh, you know, kaprun krap, and I would do like really like, you know, try to be.
I would be the same.
And some people would be like super formal, like, you need to do that, whatever. And it's just like, no, I want it. Like, I can get away with doing it because it's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Or from far away, or if I couldn't say it, I would just do it on my head and put my, you know, like prayer hands in front of me or just in my head and I'd play with it. And
seeing that gesture to me kind of represents disappointment. No. I feel like I would be like,
yeah,
like, you know, disappointed. I mean, you can't see us, but you put your hands together like if you were gonna, like a stereotypical prayer, and you put it towards your, I guess, right above your nose or right above your mouth.
Yeah, mouth or nose or just even on your chest.
Just a little bow
kind of like
type
a bow.
Thing.
Yeah, like a bow. But
and that to me would be like, oh, man. Like,
yeah.
I just messed up.
Yeah, no, and I really dug it because it was more of like, thank you. Like, I'm respecting you in the utmost way in the point to where I'm showing you, like, I'm looking down because I'm not worthy of the thanks. That's how
but
thankful
like you would
I am.
In
yeah.
a prayer.
Yeah, I'm thankful for you for that.
I remember I asked my mom, why do you look down when you pray? When
yeah, because you're not worthy enough to look up. Because
you're not supposed to.
You're not worthy enough. Yeah.
Look up, and that's cool. That's very. I miss. I've never experienced it, but I wish we had stuff like that in America more. I mean, we're so just fucked up.
We're a very young country. We don't have our own. We're not a big history. They have history deep, man. If this is one thing you understand, like, it's a different feel. Like, they've been here. They've been around the block. Like, mm-hmm. You know, they've been through revolutions and through more than one. Different dynasties, different, you know. It's you feel it. You feel like it's been, you know, here a long time. They're not going to budge. They're not going to be America.
Yeah.
Because they've been there that long.
That's weird. How's television there?
I really didn't watch TV. I didn't have a chance to.
I think the channels are just, like, crazy.
Yeah. I didn't have a chance to check that out. It was...
Where'd you stay?
We stayed at their aunt's house in Bangkok, and then when we drove to Khon Kien, we stayed at her aunt's house and uncle's house.
So Philippines, Thailand, what were you enjoying better, scenery wise?
They were both great. Thailand was a lot more tropical. I mean, I hadn't gone to the islands and stuff. I was just in the main city of Manila,
right.
So it's very city like. And in Bangkok, it was kind of city, but when we drove to Khon Kien, that's when I saw, like, mountains and hills and waterfalls and driving the whole way.
Was it hard to grasp that you were on the other side of the world?
I wasn't thinking about that.
Dude, I don't understand, like, how you guys came back and you were just so, like, nonchalant about everything. I was like, you were on the other side of the fucking world. I can't even, like, I can't wrap my head
like,
around that.
When you go and do it, like, now that I say, like, when I was, like, it sounded really pompous of me to be like, oh, and I was texting you like, oh, I'm staying in Japan for the day. Like when I said, oh, we're not gonna make it. We're just gonna stay in Japan for a day.
And
I'll see you tomorrow.
I was thinking
like whatever.
Damn, dude, they got you a hotel in Japan because you had a layover. And I mean, we'll get to that. That's
But I sounded like, wow, that sounds so fucking like
it sounded
asshole.
not asshole, but. But yeah,
douchey. It was really douchey.
If I didn't know you,
yeah,
it would have been like, okay.
We're staying in Japan. Yeah,
like it's something you do every day. Like it's really not, and everything we do doesn't. I mean, it's not.
It's
like,
not an everyday thing.
Yeah,
in my life,
and everything that happens and all the travel you do is just very appreciated by you, and you soak it all in, and. How was the hotel in Japan? What was just skip forward
well,
just a little bit? Was it cool? Was it awesome or not?
I think that's going to be one of our next adventures.
That's awesome.
Japan.
Okay.
It's expensive.
That's a whole other beast of a story, and that is where this is all going to lead up to. You do not want to miss that. That's it's crazy.
I think I was because I've been wanting to go to Japan forever.
Yeah.
And Tokyo, like all the other islands, like I really want to check that out.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind. Because it's just fucking... Japan's fucking cool. It's very clean.
Japan... Tokyo is just... I follow so many blogs that are Japanese-based. And the stuff you see there... I mean, you could probably take endless pictures of just random, like, vending machines.
Right?
Like, and be happy.
Yeah, you can be happy. It was fun, man.
But how did it end in Bangkok?
So, we went in Bangkok. The Grand Palace, it's super touristy. There's a lot of temples, a lot of gold, a lot of...
How was it touching things?
So we got there and as soon as we got there off the cab, a guy just started yelling at me. Like, which is like, I don't know, he was like, too short, like, because I was wearing shorts. Like, he was just yelling, like, super pissed, like, you need to put something on right now.
Were you scared? Dude,
I was just like, I was kind of like, what the fuck, like, who the fuck are you, like, telling me this shit? Like, super American,
speaking
like, what
in
the
Thai?
Fuck? Yeah, speaking in Thai, yeah. But he would just say... Yell kind of things in English, like, you know, too short, put it in your pants, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow. And I was like, because we took two cabs because you can only put four people in a cab.
The Vatican or something?
Yeah, it's where
it's
the king...
It's their, it's to them,
yeah,
that's what it
yeah.
is, yeah.
It's the temple, you can't, like... You
it's
know.
Disrespectful.
You're from the walls of the temple, you know,
yeah.
You need to put pants on. You, how dare you?
Yeah.
And so we had to rent out pants, and that's where I wore those huge pants, those parachute pants.
Yeah, but those are awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cool. But the thing is, like, I sweat, dude. It's super humid in Bangkok. You're right next to the ocean. It is fucking hot.
Didn't even think about that.
It is hot, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool because we went kind of early. We went, like, around 10, 11. But it was so packed because it's a huge... If you go to Bangkok, you go to that temple, you've seen all the temples. Yeah. No other temples compare.
Right.
You see the hugest, biggest Buddha. You can't take pictures. You can't. As soon as you walk in, you got to kneel down.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, there's security guards everywhere. You know. Wow. One guy took a picture of his phone. They grabbed it and they broke it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Foreigner tried to. They grabbed it. He broke it in half. Threw it on the floor.
Disrespectful.
Yeah. Just don't do that.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, "What the fuck?" And he's like.
And what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? You're in Thailand. Yeah. This is,
you want to go to jail?
Yeah, exactly. It was super hot.
You got locked up abroad, man.
Yeah, you don't want to get locked up in Thailand. And so it was fun. We,
so you had to be very respectful. You had to watch what you were doing. I mean, was it a constant feeling of looking over your shoulder type deal? Like, I mean, that kind of scares me.
No, not. What do you mean?
Like,
at night, definitely, I was always very conscious. And people, like, Sam would be like, "Why are you doing that?" You know, whatever. I was like, "Because I'm in a foreign country. Everyone's telling me, watch out." Like,
yeah.
Like, especially the older cousins, they would pull me aside for the whole group. I don't know why. Because I guess I don't look any Asian. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Hey, put your stuff in front of you. Put your stuff in front of your pockets. Be aware of Sam. Yeah. Be aware of Keegan." Like, sometimes they're more of a, you know, in the moment, and, you know, I'm always looking out.
Yeah.
I'm always, and that's just from where we're from far, it's always like, back in the day, you gotta, you know, watch out, someone might, you know, jump you or something, yeah, you know, and that's how it was back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very used to that, and so, those areas where everyone had, like, their backpacks in front of them, everyone, and it was, like, nonchalant, it wasn't, like, tension, but I was always like, okay, who's next to me? What guy can... I was sizing up people. Mm-hmm. I could take that guy. If that guy jumps... That guy looks shady. That guy doesn't look shady. Look at this lady. Like, okay. Everywhere. Everywhere went. Especially at night.
Yeah.
I would... And that's why I really wouldn't get drunk. I'd get drunk in the Philippines, in Manila, because her older cousin was my age, and he would take care of us. He would go and...
And they spoke the language.
Yeah, they spoke the language, and they know, you know, what to do. They still tell me, like, watch out, whatever, but...
They live there, right?
Yeah. They're from there. They live there. And so I was more comfortable around them because it was like, this is their neighborhood. They're going to take me to places that are cool, you know, that they're friends around. But, like, in Thailand stuff, they weren't from Bangkok. They were kind of thing. So always looking around, head on a swivel. And I learned that, you know, when I worked with in my other job, I was always moving my head kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Never one place. And so, you know, luckily nothing ever bad ever happened. But I think it's because I was always very aware. And I would always just mean mug everybody, like, you know, to try something, you know. Yeah. I don't care, I'll go to jail kind of thing. But
it's weird. I mean, I feel like those places are, it's like I would be afraid to laugh, like, you know what I mean, like,
no, you're a foreigner.
Let's say you're in the, like, you're in the temple and you're just talking, and you're talking in English, like I'm talking to you.
Uh-huh.
And we're laughing and someone's looking at us and they're offended by us laughing because we're laughing and we're in a temple.
I mean, there's always rules in English to say don't do this, don't do that, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? As long as you're...
That I would be afraid of. I'd just be afraid to make a wrong gesture.
Yeah, or, like the monks.
Or
I wanted to
cross the wrong way.
I was ready to take a picture with monks. And,
yeah.
You know, my first instinct was to, like, I'm going to hug this guy, whatever.
Yeah.
And
or
then,
shake his hand.
Yeah, or something, or, you know, but as soon as we're going to take a picture, her cousin's like, don't touch him. Don't get near him.
Yeah.
Don't touch him. And I was like, oh, shit. So yeah. I was just like, you know, frozen next to him, like, and take this picture. But if I didn't know any better, if it was just me and Sam, I'd grab him, hold him, you know, like, this is my buddy. And but
you'd learn the hard way.
Yeah, you would, you know.
Yeah, see, and that, I think that's mainly what I was trying to say. You didn't have to learn the hard way.
No,
because
there was
you were
people,
around people that were experienced, which is pretty cool.
They knew, like, that's not something that it's in America kind of thing. Evan, you found respect for, like, Buddhist things and, you know, that kind of culture. I feel like I can distinguish between Thai and Philippines and Japan, like,
really?
You know, yeah, I'm a lot more cultured in the Asian society now, where
that's
before
awesome.
I was like, I can't tell the difference. The same thing with, like, black people, I can't tell if you're Nigerian or whatever else is out there, but
yeah, and with a lot of Hispanic people too, you
yeah,
like,
yeah,
tell if they're
Dominican or
yeah, you just look,
yeah, Mexican, like, or
Mexican.
Spanish or whatever, yeah, but that was cool. And so the Grand Palace was cool, but there was so many people. Tourists are horrible, dude. They're, I don't know, man. They're rude. They're straight up rude.
Yeah,
people bump you. People get
rude.
You take a picture of people getting in front of you. Like, there's no respect there. There's no, like, your whole, another thing I learned was your whole, like, personal space out the window. As soon as you land in any Asian country, out the window, bro. There's no such thing as personal space.
Oh man, I don't know if I
like. No, like you bump you like. Yeah, I don't think you would like. You wouldn't have liked like Grand Palace because it's always like everyone's next to you. Everyone wants to get in. Everyone wants to take a picture, pose. And,
I don't like going to concerts.
Yeah,
like
you would have enjoyed that. Go early if you were. Yeah, you would go really,
I'd like
really
to
early.
See all that stuff. I just don't want people rubbing up against me.
No, they're definitely rubbing, and they're sweaty, humidity, they're sticky, and it's God. But it was definitely a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah,
it was cool. I know for sure now to go early. I know for sure like you know what to expect. When I went to in Manila, we went to the Green Hills. It's kind of like a knockoff, like a bazaar, mm-hmm. and. I didn't really know what I was going to go in for. I thought it was going to be like bazaar here or, you know, people talk to her. But they sit you down and you're at one place. I was going to buy shoes. I bought some knockoff Vans for like 10 bucks. But I sat down and then like people came up to me like, hey, you want this? Hey, do you want this? Hey, I have these. Like just because I look different. Like they knew I had money.
Yeah.
And I was sitting down like on a...
Did you feel awesome?
Like a 1 foot... No, I felt overwhelmed. Like people were like asking me so many things. What color? What do you want? This much for this price. I gave you this price.
A little bit like Mexico.
Yeah, but no, like, filter, no, like, oh, hold on, he's busy with something else. It was like, I want your money now.
Yeah.
Come over here.
Yeah.
And I was getting overwhelmed, and I was just
in
like...
English?
Yeah, they would... It's choppy, like, horrible, yeah. You know.
I mean, they got the point across, but it was just...
I knew what they wanted, but then, like, I was, like, got really, like, stressed out for a minute. And then, like, I had to, like, stand up, and, like, Sam was like, no, just sit down. And I was like, I don't want to sit down. I want to stand up. Like, leave
was
me
this,
alone.
Was this the first...
This was the second day in the Philippines.
But was it the first stressful...
Yeah.
First time you felt stressed
on
the vacation?
Trip. Yeah, I had never felt...
Because there's always... I mean, on vacation, there's always a point where
stress,
you break.
Yeah.
Like, you're too tired. It's just like... Oh.
No, I wasn't tired. It was just... Everyone wanted my attention at one time. Because I was a foreigner.
Yeah.
And so I got
the assumption of,
and I was, and I was very nice. I was very, you know, at first I was very like, no, thank you, whatever. At the end of the trip, I was like, no, like get away.
Yeah.
Like I had to be, and they didn't, and they weren't like, oh, this guy, no, they just understood like, oh, this guy doesn't want anything.
Right.
Like, leave him alone. Like I,
you got to get your point.
You had to learn to get your point. You couldn't be timid. You had to be stern.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as
we're not used to that.
Yeah. I wasn't used to that. I was, you know, being nice and people are more, you know, prone to do things when you're nice.
People are mean to us. We're even
nicer
nice
to them. Yeah.
To them, you know, it's just how we
but
go.
But yeah, the funny part of that story is like I stood up, and I was like a foot taller than everybody. So I was, like, I was like, okay, like, whew, like me, okay, I understand. You know, like I don't feel so.
You stood up and you had fresh air.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, leave me alone, everybody. Like, you ask me questions now. Like, I don't have to look at you or whatever. And
so, it was a bizarre. And
it was like it's called the. Change, but it's like T-A-I-N-G or something or other.
Yeah. But so you sat in an area and people came to you?
I went to sat at a shoe store. I went to like it's like a little booth.
Did it look like a mall?
It looked like a bazaar, like almost like a flea market but indoors.
Okay.
Air conditioned. Kinda air conditioned, you know. And I sat down like a little stool, like maybe that tall, maybe like a foot or two.
Just
and
off
I was
to the
very
side
like
somewhere?
No, just in the middle of the right in front of the booth, and there was sunglasses near there, and some guy was trying to sell me sunglasses, some guy was trying to sell me shirt or some other shoes from another place, like, oh, we got a better price, whatever, what size, what color, you know, I have that color, they don't have that color.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of like pulled everywhere, and I was like, okay, I'm stood up, and I was like, okay, leave me alone, like, because after the first time I asked for shoes, they were like, oh, let me get your size, and then when I look at my size, everyone's attacking me, and then after when they came back, I was like, I don't want anything, I want to get out of here. Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone. I don't want to shop. And I'll get like that at the malls here too. Like if I go shopping for a long time, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
There'll be a point where even if I like in the beginning I wanted to go shopping and buy stuff, I'll be like, I want to go home. I don't want to do it. I don't want to buy anything.
Right.
Like, I'm done today.
Stressful shopping.
Yeah, stressful shopping. And that was a trip. That was, yeah. And in Thailand it was kind of the same. We didn't really go at the mall. We went to a mall. And oh my God, the design of the mall was wow. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Yeah. In Bangkok, it was a trip. Their restroom. I went to a restroom. I don't know. It was like a straight up club. There was like music pumping. There was lights on the wall. Like music videos playing. And
what kind? Is it like all Thai music? Like
no, they're playing LMAFO.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of American music.
LMFAO.
LMFAO? I know it.
I heard LM... I don't know. I've heard... It sounded weird.
Yeah.
LMFAO. That's weird. Maybe... Are they, like, a little behind?
No. Their fashion is very... Not super cutting edge, but... It was more so in the Philippines where you saw the American culture than in Thailand.
Thailand has their own thing.
It's still kind of, it's really cool. It's still like nice and just, it's more, I want to say like Chinese, Japanese influence because they're so next to each other.
Right.
This country, you drive 4 hours, you're in another country.
Wow.
As opposed to like Texas where you get out six hours, you're still like not even halfway.
Yeah. You drive 4 hours, you're... Like
yeah, her cousin was like, "Oh, we have this long 6 hour trip up ahead, or 4 hour trip up ahead," and I was like, "It's four long. Hours? It's nothing, man. Like, I can do that in my sleep.
Yeah,
I can drive there and back and still be okay." And he had never driven that far; he wasn't used to that, so it was really long for him. So, but on the way up from Bangkok to Khon Kaen, we stopped at Ayutthaya, something like that, and we rode elephants.
My sister was. When she saw the picture, my sister's a big animal advocate. Mm-hmm. My sister won't cry when she sees a murder on the news, but she'll cry if there's an animal abused, that mm-hmm. type of person. You know, I mean, she's not heartless. She just mm-hmm. has a soft spot for animals.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh my gosh, like, I hope they don't hurt the elephants. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you understand how elephants are seen in Thailand.
Yeah.
And that they're not things to be, they're not cattle.
No, they're worshipped.
Yeah, I was like, these. It's an honor to get on.
Yeah, you can't touch the elephant.
Yeah, and
like we sat down, they're like, don't touch the elephant. And I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, I see, and that's what I'd want. I'd want to.
They're really nicely trained and stuff. They did have it looked like a sickle. They kind of poked the elephant.
Yeah, yeah.
But they weren't.
Elephants are thick skinned.
Yeah, they weren't abused. They didn't seem like they weren't having a good time. There was one elephant that was just like, we fed him. I have video of us feeding the elephant. Like, they'd bring their trunk and they'd grab the food from our hands.
But elephants don't really jump or play.
He would sit. That picture I have of the elephant on my Instagram. By the way, follow me on Instagram, JohnGTV. Or as I now know that a lot of Asian people. JohnTV. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, like.
John, and I thought it was kind of cool because it sounded Asian.
Like John, I was like, and at first I was like, man, that's not it. But I was like, I don't care.
But it's cool because the John G could be it could be taken as J-O-H-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go Jong, they know it's J-O-N-G.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because the John spelling is could go both ways.
Yeah.
So Jong T.
And at first, like, because everyone was making fun of me, like, oh, Jong T. And I was like, whatever. If you
that's kind of cool, man.
If you see it as Jong, cool. It's Jong TV, whatever. But, you know, I had initially thought John GTV, but because John TV was taken already.
Yeah. John's kind of cool. It sounds like Gong.
Right. But I was like, whatever. If you know, that's going to be like my ongoing joke.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But no, if you check out this this picture I have of the elephant on my Instagram, you have him sitting down because
mm-hmm.
it was doing to take pictures of people. And I just so happened to snap a pic with my camera. That was my phone or... But it was perfect. It was just sat right in front of me.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah.
I mean, elephants are just massive creatures.
Yeah, they're huge.
See, and like everything around there, the color of everything there, the...
Green.
It's green.
It's coming from Texas, you see like
insane.
You see a lot of dead grass, a lot of dead trees. I've never seen...
Is it flat?
No. Like on the way up, it was, you know, kind of like foresty, whatever, but... Then it got like huge hills, like huge mountains. And the one thing where I was like, holy fuck, where the hell am I at? We're driving about 3 hours in, 3-4 hours in. We had already rode elephants and stuff. We're about an hour away from our destination. And I just saw these huge mountains. I was like, dude, this is cool. It's like the freaking Vietnam, like jungle, like mountains and stuff. And all of a sudden, I just saw this huge white Buddha in the middle of a mountain.
White?
White Buddha. Yeah, a white statue of a Buddha.
Like in... Ivory?
Like, I don't know, just white. I don't know what it was made out of.
White.
But it was like at a mountain far away, and I saw it. Like, it was like, it looked huge from where I was.
It was like their Mount Rushmore type deal?
No, not like a monument. It was just a Buddha. Like, the Buddhas were everywhere. So it was just a huge Buddha just like looking at a mountain. It wasn't like a big tourist thing.
What was the Buddha doing?
It was just sitting down praying, just looking. I think I might have snapped a pic with my camera, but
that's insane.
But yeah, I saw it and I was like, wow, I am not in America.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is something different. I was really like, because I had nodded off for a minute, and then I saw like all these mountains, like, whoa, this is cool, mountains, you know. Yeah. Everyone else was asleep, and there was like a lake, and all of a sudden I saw this huge mountain with a Buddha on it. I was like, wow, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, when we come back, and I have like a time-lapse video coming back from Khon Kaen to Bangkok, so I haven't looked that up yet, but I'm gonna see what it looks like. That was fun. And a lot of rain as well, because it was rainy season, but no flooding.
A lot of rain turns into a lot of flooding, you even said before you left that it was the rainy season in the Philippines.
Philippines and Thailand and all those area.
And from what I understood when it was happening, it was probably one of the scariest things I've read in a long time from somebody that I know.
Yeah.
And I was like,
whoa. When I wrote it, I was like, that sounds really bad.
Yeah, and I didn't, and I even texted you back. I was like, I don't know if it's just me or what, but this sounds really terrifying. Like,
okay?
Text me, let me know what happens. And I mean, you were gonna miss your flight wasn't gonna happen. It was a situation that got really real, really fast.
It did,
and we'll get to it.
Yeah,
stick with us. We just scratched the surface of John's adventure.
We just party about a weekend.
Yeah, so we've got a lot more to tell. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna get to the big story, the epic ending. I think a great ending.
Yeah,
to
it was
the
great
trip. And the rest of your adventure in Bangkok. Then you went back to the Philippines. The wedding.
Yeah,
there's awesome.
There's
pictures.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
So I want to hear a lot about that. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
September, love was changing.